Chapter 12, Leave a Legacy. It had been 3.5 months since Michael last saw or talked with Charlie. After his 6-week sales trip, things had just gotten really busy, and it seemed like he was never in the area of 12 pillars. One day, he just decided that he needed to hear the last pillar of success, so he decided to clear his schedule and take a trip out to see Charlie. He figured he would surprise Charlie and was sure that he stayed around 12 pillars most of the time, so there wasn't much chance he would be gone. As Michael arrived, the gate was closed. Michael pulled up next to the intercom next to the entrance and pushed the button that rings to the house. A distinguished gentleman answered, "Yes, how may I help you?" "I'm here to meet with Charlie. My name is Michael Jones." "Just one moment, please," the voice said. Michael wondered if it was Mr. Davis. After about 30 seconds, the intercom came alive again. "Please make your way to the front of the house. Mrs. Davis will meet you at the front door." Now that is really strange, Michael thought. The gates opened, and Michael made his way down the driveway and parked right in front of the walkway that led to the front door. After getting out, he walked slowly up the walk and up the few steps. He had never been to the front door before. Just as he reached the door, it opened, and there stood an elegant older woman, impeccably dressed, a walking advertisement for class. "Good afternoon," she said. "You must be Michael." "I am. Are you Mrs. Davis?" "Yes, I am." "It's very nice to finally meet you. I've heard so much about you and Mr. Davis from Charlie." She didn't respond, and so after a brief pause, Michael continued, "I'm here to see Charlie. Is he here?" "Michael, I'm so sorry to have to tell you this. Charlie passed away last week. He had terminal cancer, and it finally got the best of him." Michael was stunned. He had a hunch that something was wrong with Charlie, but he just figured it was old age that was catching up to him. The two of them just stood at the threshold of the door, not saying anything for a moment. Finally, Mrs. Davis broke the silence. "Please, come in. I've something to give you." Michael followed her into the grand foyer and then to a room to the right. "Come into my husband's office and sit down for a moment." Mrs. Davis pushed open an ornate door that opened into the most incredible office he had ever seen. It was deep mahogany with leather chairs, bookshelves everywhere, and exquisite artwork on the walls. But what shocked Michael the most was the large oil painting of Mr. Davis above and behind the desk. Michael and Mrs. Davis stood before the desk and looked up. "He didn't tell you, did he?" she asked with a small smile on her face. "No," Michael chuckled, "he didn't." "I don't know why he always did that. He thought people would listen better to his ideas, I guess. He made a game of it." She reached out and touched Michael's arm. "With good intentions, of course." "Yes, of course," Michael said. Together they stood looking at Mr. Davis, Charlie in a suit and tie. "How did you ever get Charlie to sit that long in a tie?" Michael asked. She smiled. "Believe it or not, for many years Charlie wore ties to work, but he loved it when he retired and he could putter around the home in those gardener's coveralls." She walked around the desk and opened a drawer where she found and removed a white envelope. "He left this for you. He didn't know if he would make it to teach you the last lesson, those 12 pillars, he called them. This is the most important one. It ties all of the others together and brings purpose to them." She handed the envelope to Michael. "Sit down and I will leave you alone to read it. Would you like something to drink?" "No, thank you. I'll be fine," Michael replied as he sat down in the chair. Mrs. Davis closed the door quietly behind her as she left, and Michael was alone. Michael held the envelope and looked at the front. His name was handwritten on it. He could hear the slow ticking of the grandfather clock in the corner. Finally, after sitting in Charlie's office alone for a few minutes, he opened the envelope, took the paper out, and began to read. "Dear Michael, if you're reading this, then it means I am no longer here. I wanted to share the final pillar of success with you personally, over coffee in the workshop, just like old times. But the very fact that I'm not here makes the case for how important the last pillar is. So what to make of all the pillars I have taught you so far, the very pillars of success that have guided my life so well? They all wrap up nicely and are perfected by the final pillar, leave a legacy. We are but breezes of wind that blow through this world, here one day, gone the next. No one knows how long they will live. You cannot choose how long you will live, Michael, but you can choose how well you will live. I believe that how well you live is bound inherently with how much you leave for others who come behind you and follow your path. I never was a self-made man, Michael. I do not believe that there is such a thing. I believe that each one of us walks along the path that has been prepared by others who have gone on before us. My goal in life has been to live it in such a way that it would serve those who come after me, to blaze a trail that would allow others to move forward in their lives faster than if they had to blaze that trail themselves. It has been my job to leave a legacy by teaching others the pillars of success, and not just to teach them, but to live them. My actions are the proof that my words are true. Michael, we must live out the philosophies we passionately believe in and have been sharing with others. In doing so, we give them the credence they need to be effective. So many people waste their short lives here and then spend their final days weighted down with regret. There is no more time to go back and redo their lives. There is nothing left but a wish for more time, a wish that will never be fulfilled. Michael, we all have two choices as we live. We can make a living or we can design a life. There are many who spend their lives making a living. They go off to work each day with no vision for what their lives could become, and before they know it, their lives are over. And some are so fearful that the dreams they do have will forever go unfulfilled because they never have the courage to take a risk that would enable them to reach their goals and live their dreams. You can be different, though. You can design your life. Yes, it would have been better if you had started earlier. The earlier, the better. But at 40 years old, you have a good 40 years left. You can accomplish tremendous things in your remaining years if you will design them before you live them. What will make them powerful will be if you design a life based on the pillars of success, with the goal of leaving a legacy for others to follow. Live a life that will help others spiritually, intellectually, physically, financially, and relationally. Live a life that serves as an example of what an exceptional life can look like. Let others lead small lives, Michael, but not you. Let others argue over small things, but not you. Let others cry over small hurts, but not you. Let others leave their future in someone else's hands, but not you. Leaving a legacy is like planting a tree. As that seed grows into a tree, it will provide seeds so that future generations can then plant their own. You have your entire life ahead of you, Michael. Live it to the fullest potential that you have. My legacy is fulfilled in part by teaching you how to live your best life. Your legacy will be to do the same for others. Give of yourself. Sacrifice for the good of others. Take the time to help others and teach them. Be patient, loving, and loyal. This is goodbye, my friend. Your friend, Mr. Charlie Davis. Michael set the letter on his lap and tilted his head back, his eyes closed and a tear streaming down his cheek. He rested there for a good 5 minutes, thinking of the words Charlie had taught him in their time together. His best years were ahead of him. Michael Jones's life would never be the same. Soon Mrs. Davis came back into the office and sat down next to Michael. They chatted about Charlie for about a half an hour before Michael realized it was time for him to go. He wanted to get back to Amy and be with her. Michael said goodbye to Mrs. Davis, knowing he would most likely never see her again. He thought it was amazing how people come and go in your life, each of them having a different impact in their own unique way. Michael drove his car down the driveway, past the workshop, and back through the entrance. Was it a chance happening, or a series of fortunate events that led to meeting Mr. Davis those many months ago? Either way, Michael knew his life would never be the same. I have the rest of my life ahead of me, he thought. I can make whatever I like of it. Thank you, Charlie, for teaching me that there is so much more that I can do for myself and for those around me. Michael turned onto the road where he had run out of gas months ago and began the journey that would become the rest of his life, and the gates of 12 pillars swung closed behind him.